Yo, what's up? This is J Flix.
Oh, it's AJ Verified.
Yo, 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 it's Jay on the mic.
I'm your show host for today, and you're listening to Clear Sound Podcast. Now, before we get into anything, let's focus on where Clear Sound came from.
Well, for me, Clear Sound, our mission is to allow the youth to be vocal.
In terms of that, I honestly agree. Thing about Clear Sound is to get the youth to be more vocal about their personal issues and their own perspective on life in general. And just to give a slight example about it, it's almost like, you know, when you talking to your mom or something and trying to get something across to her and she's not really understanding you. So, you know, you feel like you don't have nobody to go to or talk to about it. You know, Clear Sound is somewhere where you can come on and you can talk and you can voice your opinions on everything. And yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
That's when it comes to the rebellious, you know, mindset. Usually 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds have that, you know, mindset because you're in this age where you're either too young or too old. So that can really get to people, you know, and especially if you're living with your parents, they have certain rules. You're working depending on your parents or, you know, how you're being brought up. Some people have to work for everything they have while that young, provide for themselves, and they get that adult mindset. And the parents will often say, try to put them in a, well, often put them in their place and let them know that they still are young. But the young people, they don't have that mindset because they're already providing for themselves and working hard, and, you know. So that's where that rebellious mindset come from. But Clear Sound is not a group of teenagers coming up and just going against the older. We all are coming together and putting our and voicing our opinions and how we feel.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think also it's important to see all other sides to it and all different views of it. Something I actually just realized is, in one story, there's a lot of different views of it. So, like, everybody actually have an opinion, and I think society kind of forgot the freedom of speech. Like, you got freedom of speech. And yeah, I think that is very important to actually listen to other people's side. So not just the young people talking, not just the older people talking, but actually everybody coming together and getting an understanding, which is probably a key thing in a relationship. That's why probably a lot of relationships fail. Communication is definitely a thing, but also understanding each other's side of situations too. So yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. So personally, because, you know, this topic in itself already is something that I deal with within, like, you know, my family and my moms and my pops. And you know, honestly, I have a lot of things that I believe. I have a lot of things that I feel, and it kind of feel like I'm shut out due to my age, and, you know, it's overlooked. So they see it as, you know, oh, you're just young, so you feel this way now. It's just a phase that you're going through. And I don't feel like your thoughts and your opinions and everything that you feel should be looked at or overlooked by how old you are. Right. It's only, you know, it's the same thing from, you know, when I could say the same thing to my dad. You know what I mean? You only saying that because you're old. You know what I mean? You grew up right. In your era. You know what I mean? So you feel a certain way about this because of how you grew up. The same way I feel a certain way about, you know, a specific topic to the way I grew up. You know, everybody's actually not the same. Everybody didn't come up the same. So
yeah, that's true.
My views on life, my perspective on, like, what goes on in modern day, which is really my generation, is going to be different from his. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, it's something that's personal. So I feel like, you know, Clear Sound exploits that you know, puts it out there, it gives everybody an opportunity to voice how they feel and, you know, basically be able to speak their mind without being looked at as disrespectful or rebellious or anything.
You know, actually, I want to tell the audience something that actually happened just a couple of days ago. But we're all eating and sitting down, and there's an older guy. He comes up to us, and we're just talking about how to launch this and everything, the podcast. And he comes up to us, and he asks us, "What are we like? What we doing?" Now, this guy, he's a parent, so. And I never actually heard it like this, but when he said it, it really made sense. And what he said was, well, first of all, we told him what the podcast was about, you know, things we'll talk about. And we stated our view of it. And then what I really appreciate was he stated his view of it as well. And so he was a parent himself. And basically what he said was, well, any parent would probably just they would almost like generally navigate towards, oh, this is how I was raised, so I think it'll work for you. It worked for me, it's gonna work for you. Mm-hmm. So, but he also said, but like being like back in those days and his dad raised him a certain way, he couldn't raise his child the same way because that was back then. You right. See what I'm saying? It was like, it's not, times is different now. It's nothing new under the sun, but times is all, it's you always got to adapt to the newer things. You got to mm-hmm. adapt to the new era. So with adapting to the new era, you also have to almost change the type of way that you would probably raise your child. Or, and I don't know, it might work for some people and it might not work for some people. Like you could probably train up your child in the way that you were raised up, but it's not going to always work for some people. Some younger people are, they're not wired that way. And some younger people actually learn from experiences instead of actually, like, I could tell you anything and then it'll actually, like, you got to read your own Bible. You see what I'm saying? I can't tell you something that's in a Bible or something. You got to actually read your own thing. And that's how a lot of younger people are actually experiencing it. And that's actually how I am. Like, I learn from, like, experiences. And I'm, like, a hands-on learner. Mm. So that's why COVID and everything was so bad for a lot of young people, because we didn't understand not learning. We to understand like how different it'll be not learning from being in a classroom instead of like online, which is why a lot of young people was struggling in that area.
Being at this age in this era, there's a lot of things going on, especially in Milwaukee. You know, there's a lot of things going on. So for him to walk up to that table and give us praise for what we're doing and actually doing something with ourselves, that meant a lot because, I explained to my dad before, us young people, we need that motivation, especially with a lot of those things going on.
Just to be noticed,
yeah. Yeah, it's kids going and doing all types of stuff, and we're not doing that. You know, we actually, we're on a whole different path to success. And life gets hard, you know. We might be young, but age ain't nothing but a number when it comes to, you know, pain or, you know, struggles. So we do need that motivation because, you know, some people not that strong all the time, you know.
How do y'all feel about younger people like dating? Like, how y'all feel about that?
Well, you know, I'm personally in a relationship, so I don't think, you know, it's an issue if you don't make it one. Mm-hmm. And it's like on a certain level, when it comes to like, you know, how my mom feel about my relationship, how my dad feel about my relationship. Most young folks, they get into relationships and they kind of take it more serious than the things around them. And they push aside like things like school and working.
Are you talking about younger folks?
Yeah, and okay. they only focus on that person at that moment. Now, if my mom was to tell me, oh, that's just a phase, I couldn't really disagree. Because while you're coming up, while you're growing up, you're honestly really just experimenting. You're mm-hmm. not really in no real committed relationship at that time. Now, at some point, you can find it, but all you're really doing is just jump from person to person to person. So personally, when I feel like, you know, when young people date, I don't think it's a problem if you're doing it the right way, if you're mm-hmm. doing it accordingly. You know what I mean? And it's like, you can have your, you know, little girlfriend, little boyfriend, responsible. You know, yeah, but be responsible while you're doing it. Make sure you're getting what you got to do done. Because right. then, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? That person could be gone in the next 2-3 years or by tomorrow, really. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like it's all right, you know, just go about it the correct way. I feel like it's the correct way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, for me, in my opinion, it's separate when it comes to middle school and high school. High school is when our minds start developing mm-hmm. and we start, you know, realizing what a relationship is.
Right.
Middle school is all of, you know, what we see other people doing. You know, I stayed out of relationships in middle school because I was young. I just wanted to be a kid. You know, you're still a kid. But when you get to high school, it's different now. You know, you got more freedom. You got more, you can actually go on dates or things like that, depending on your household and certain restrictions. But, people often commit hard, you know, more than what they should, because you being young, everybody's different, but with you being young, you still have a lot more to experience. You got a lot. It's like almost 8 billion people in the world. So you're going to meet mm-hmm. a whole lot of people. And people say that, you know, they say that a lot, but it's true. You eventually fall in love. You can't help how you feel. But, people.
You know, the funny thing I'm going to point out is y'all both just said something that was like the same but different. Mm-hmm. So I'm pointing that out to say, going back to the opinion thing, I'm saying that to say even young people can have two different opinions too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a good thing. But yeah, I just wanted to point that out. I thought that was kind of funny. But I do want to open up this segment here, and it's called Are You Petty? I got like 5 different messages here. First one is, I text her, quotations, I miss you, to interrupt the healing process.
Personally, I don't think that's even being petty. I think that's just being toxic. And it's not healthy, honestly, to be real with you. It is petty. It's petty, but it's more so toxic. So mm-hmm. it's leaning to like the toxic side. I wouldn't do it.
Interrupt the healing process.
Right. Because you know? At that point, I mean, if you really do miss the person, that's different, but you really miss them. But at the same time, it's like you're just doing it just to interrupt, just to play with the emotions. Like, mm-hmm. oh, he or she missed me? Like, for real? Like, yeah, I mean, the healing process, missing somebody is a part of the healing process. You know, it's been times where I thought in my mind, like, I miss her. You know what I'm saying? Let me text her right now. See if she want to come home. You know what I'm saying?
But other than that, let me see what she's doing.
You know what I'm saying? Is she thinking about me? Hold on. Let me see. Let me see something.
So this next one is called the Wi-Fi password, right? And it says, my roommate owed me 10 for the internet, but gave me 7. So I changed the Wi-Fi password. I changed the Wi-Fi password to 10 digits. They changed the Wi-Fi password to 10 digits and only gave her 7. I told her she could have the rest when she paid me. What y'all think about that one?
I'd do that. That sounds clever. I mean,
that's petty. But, it's definitely petty.
Something I want to say, who internet is $10?
Yeah, that right. That doesn't even make sense. Unless you got like, I don't know, unless you got some real bad, that's what I personally think. Unless
real bad internet?
Yeah, real bad.
You got that 2G.
Yeah, gotta be like horrible. But I mean, in case she really just figured out, like it's only 3 more letters. I mean, 3 more digits left. So like, couldn't she just keep
Why go through that?
Yeah,
because you ain't paying my $10.
Like, what if she ain't really got it? So She just got to figure it out.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be like other letters and numbers with it, or, you know. But me, like, that's crazy. $10, you know. I mean, me, I wouldn't be that petty over for $10. But, yeah. You know.
Not if they gave me seven.
Be like, I they covered, still
contributed.
Yeah.
They did contribute. So I would be upset to a point. Cause I'm like, okay, I gave you $7 and you gonna change it. I can't even use it. I can't use my $7 worth, you know?
So what about this one here? I actually heard this one a lot, and it's called the light bulb thief. And it says, when my boyfriend and I got into an argument, I took all the light bulbs from our apartment while he was taking a walk to cool off. I took the ones out the oven. I even took the vacuum cleaner because it had a light. I left with a bag full of light bulbs and stayed at my friend's house that night.
That's definitely petty.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really useful, but it's petty because you can still go out and buy some light bulbs. But that's petty because what's your end goal? Like, just leave them in the dark?
Reading this, it was like the oven light, bro.
Yeah, like, you just trying to leave him in the dark or something? He got a flashlight. Some people don't even care to be in the light like that, really. Some people prefer being in the dark. So
That kind of remind me of Kevin Hart when he said, I think it was him, he said his dad took all the lights off a Christmas tree when him and his mom got into an argument. So he paid for the Christmas lights.
I know what you're talking about.
It was so funny. But
so I got two more here. And this one is real simple. It's called The Plus One. I went to my ex wedding as the best man's plus one. I'm going to say it again.
I don't get it.
I went to my ex's wedding as the best man's plus one. So the best man of the groom, the best man of the groom, ex-girlfriend was the best man's plus one.
Ah, still don't
y'all know. Not okay, hold on, let me say it one more time. So the plus, it's called the plus one. So I went to my ex's wedding. Her ex wedding as the best man's plus one. So her ex is getting married. Her ex is the one that's getting married.
That's the groom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that I get it or oh? No,
that's I'm oh, just I saying. Get it. Because the groom, it kind of, you know, messed me up a little bit. But the groom is the one that's getting married. And
yeah, of course, man.
And, yeah, of course. But then the best man was with her. Okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, the best. Yeah, the best man is with the groom's ex, basically. You know, this next one is called the Facebook Revenge. It say I found out the guy I had been seeing. Hold on, it's a mouth load. All right, so the Facebook Revenge. I found out the guy I had been seeing. I had been seeing had been having full on relationships with four other girls. He was actually homeless and stayed with us on a different night during the week. Four different girlfriends. Mm-hmm. So all of us girls connected on Facebook and met up for drinks and dinner and sent him a picture at the restaurant, flipping him off. Then posted it and tagged him in it.
That sound like, I don't know if y'all ever watched this movie, but it sounded like the movie called The Other Woman.
He already won.
Huh?
He already won. That's me personally.
He won?
I think he already won. I mean, look, you got to look at it like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's one person, right? He had four other people.
Mm-hmm.
Four other people that became assets for him. So he was already gaining more than he was losing. Now, of course, he lost all four, but if he was able to get that before, he can get it again. So,
but think about this.
At the end of the day, he already won.
It's 7 days in a week. Yeah. If he had four girls, he went to one every night.
He won.
I'm saying, though, where he at the other days?
The other day, he.
Where he at? Now that they gone.
Now that they gone. No, I'm kidding.
he probably. I don't know. He probably went back, like did a recycle.
A cycle.
Yeah, like he seen one girl one day, seen another girl another day, seen another girl another day, seen another girl another day. Then he went back to the first girl. He seen us the day before. So it's like he probably did it in order. From first to last, the cycle. Then going back to first.
I mean, that makes sense, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Regardless if they left or not, I feel like he won. It is what it is. I mean, I don't know. It actually wasn't something that we talked about, but I actually wanted to talk about this because I just seen it on TikTok. And first of all, y'all familiar with who Andrew Tate is, right? You know who Andrew Tate is, bald dude. You know who he is. Mm-hmm. Y'all know who Andrew Tate is?
I don't know people like that, man.
Man.
I mean, I know him because my brother.
Well, Andrew Tate is this guy. He actually be doing podcasts as well. He's actually he's really a boxer or a UFC fighter, but he's on podcasts. And he
I heard that name before, actually.
Yeah, and he be talking about how he feels about women and men and everything else, etc. Right? So he had made this statement, and I was thinking, like, he was basically talking about the value of men and women and how women view men and how men view women. Now, specifically, he was saying the value for women goes based off of who they've been, like, who's they've been with or slept with, to be more vague or whatever. Because, I mean, you got to be honest with you, right? You got to be honest with yourself. If everybody in the world had diamonds would no longer be valuable. If everybody in the world had gold would no longer be valuable because everybody has it. It's not something that you can just come across. Those are things that you have to get by working hard or buying it or having a lot of money. And that's how it becomes valuable, because everybody wants it and not a lot of people has it. So one thing that I understand personally is that it's the same thing for human beings as a whole. If everybody had this one person, I mean, when I say everybody, I mean, like, I ain't talking about everybody in the world, but I'm just saying if a lump sum of people has experienced this person, kind of already you make up in your mind, like, nah, I personally wouldn't want to be with this person.
I mean, yeah, but do you think a human can lose its value?
Not as a human being, but in terms of a relationship, yes.
Yeah, relationship or, a relationship. I don't think a human can lose its value, though.
I think that
depends on the person that's actually looking at you or.
A human in itself cannot, you know, it's a human being. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
About a living, breathing thing. But I'm talking about, when it comes to relationships, a lot of people, you know, depending on your background, you can lose value in terms of who wants to be with you or not.
I mean, it depends on the person. Now, I can see, I don't think they can lose their value, but the point of views from other people, like other people's perspective on you, perception of you can change, and that can gradually decrease
the value. But that's perception, though. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
But like value, so,
I mean, like, be real though.
I'm being real, like, for real. Like,
we ain't got it. I'm saying, let's be straightforward. If you heard, okay, let's say, like, at our age, high school, right? Any guy in high school that's heard a girl has been with all these dudes, the only reason why they wanted to talk to that girl was to get something out of her. Am I wrong?
Okay.
They weren't trying to talk to her to be in a relationship with her. They were trying to talk to her to get something that all these other dudes had, but they was never aiming to be with that girl. They may have played their role like they wanted to, but they was acting just to get something else. So
that's because their values changed. Their values was to get something. They value. Exactly,
but I'm saying their value, I'm talking about relationship status, not value like on what you have specifically. Everything, no matter what, somebody's going to value something about you. Your looks, anything, they're going to value something about you. But I'm saying as relationship status, like, who do I want to spend the rest of my life with? Even a lot of females I know as well, they tell me, I don't want no man who don't got no money or ain't got nothing going on for himself. That's, you know, That's a man without value. A man who ain't got nothing is a man without value.
So. Let me say something, and I want to be clear with this, okay? That was clear. But
let's make one thing clear.
But listen, we on the topic of values, right? With values comes morals, and as humans, we have morals, right? Mm-hmm. Or should, at least. So I think people, if I have a value or a moral towards, or a standard, that's what I'm going to use. If I have a standard towards a female, and I want her to be loving, nurturing, I want her to be kind, but I also want, I want her to be loyal, I want her to be respectful, but at the same time, am I having that? Like, I can't want something I don't have myself first. You see what I'm saying?
And that's true. That's true. I think, I really honestly think that it's more so biased when people do long for something that they don't have themselves. I think that you should want something that you have or that you, like, you're providing.
Mm.
So, I mean, I get what you're talking about. I get where you're coming from because, for example, why would a woman want a traditional man if she's not a traditional woman? So, like, things like that. Like, okay, if I'm like, I want a girl when I get older, when I get back to the house, I want my house clean, I want dinner on the table, mm-hmm. this and that. But if you ain't got no, job or you ain't working, you know what I'm saying? So say if I'm like 25 and I got a wife and mm-hmm. I expect the house to be clean and have dinner on the table every day, every night and things like that. And I'm not pulling in that money. I'm not taking care of my business. You know, I'm not, paying the bills. You know, I ain't, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different, but
you know how I look at it is you can't know how to manage something you never had. So, like, if a man is or a woman is giving you that type of attention and those type of morals or whatever or standards, if you getting that from that woman, you wouldn't know how to manage it because you ain't did that for yourself. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, you first got to learn how to even control that or know how it feels to actually love yourself before, like, allowing somebody else to do it for you. Because then when that person gone, then what you going to do? You start back from point A.
That's exactly where this example came from. I read some on Facebook, and it showed two people building together, and they was just building like a tower together. Mm-hmm. And when one left, the whole tower fell down.
Yeah,
but
and they had to start over.
Right, you have to start over. And some people, that's why they don't want to move on. No, I know how that feels. You don't want to move on because you don't want to start over, and you don't want the same thing to happen again. But you just gotta learn to build your own foundation, mm-hmm. and y'all both build together. Y'all can right. build together. But if one want to leave and split the contract and y'all don't have a business together no more, your company is still standing.
You know, I wouldn't even say about splitting up. I would just say that's something that needs to be in place. Mm-hmm. Rather you splitting up or not, or rather you doing something for yourself or not. I think that's something that you should just do as a person, because when you're building for yourself, then you actually could now provide the same things that a woman would want.
So basically, you know, the moral of the story would be you have to value yourself before valuing somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which is true. I honestly believe that a lot of, you know, value, it can come from what you want, and like what this person has. But also,
but it's honest, what you need. No,
it can also, you know, people don't understand a lot of the times is that you can want all these things and they can have everything that you want, but they can get in your life and then have a horrible personality. treat you horrible, mm-hmm. not be the one for you. And you was too busy focusing on what they had
to and what they was bringing.
Too. Like materialistically. Mm-hmm. And now you into a relationship where you feel like you can't leave because you don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. But you feel like, oh, I can make this work. And the only reason why you feel like that is because they have the things that you want, but they never had what you needed. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, that's where I agree when you gotta love yourself before or value yourself before you can value anyone else, because mm-hmm. you have to make sure that you have set a ground for yourself in which, like Jermaine said, if that person was to leave or if something were to go down in which mm-hmm. you were left by yourself, you want to make sure that you had everything figured out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You had everything going on to the point where you can manage. So,
and I do want to say this too. A lot of people look at this and they'll be like, well, yeah, you can build for yourself. You can do this and that. But if you're building for yourself, they try to make it a bad thing mm-hmm. to like where, oh, you building for yourself. You trying to have this money somewhere. You got this money in your account. We in a relationship. You don't believe in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And see, that's how a lot of people think. And I think my opinion about it, I don't think that's actually a good way to think, because I think the way to actually look at it is like, okay, this person want to build something for themselves. But when this person builds something for themselves, if you're in a relationship, they not built because your actions is not your actions. You actually have to think about the other people you're in a relationship with. So when you are building, instead of looking at it as like, oh, you got an escape plan. Instead of looking at it that way, look at it as they going out to do this so that they can provide, so that they can help.
Well, I can say this, though, right? I do understand your point, mm-hmm. but I can say a lot of the times, you know, 9 times out of 10, okay, it's okay when you're doing it for yourself beforehand. I feel like in the midst of a relationship, if you still are, like, if you're still doing that, like, while you're in a relationship, like, if you're still saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make my own account, I'm going to do that, mm-hmm. it almost will come off to, like, you know, like you said, going back to the beginning, we have to understand each other, right? Mm-hmm. So it would go back to, like, if you seen, like, say you was with a girl, right, and you seen she was doing everything by herself, mm-hmm. you would love that she's independent, but you hate that she would never come to you because y'all are in a relationship. And as we're in a relationship, you feel like y'all are supposed to do things. Almost.
I see that. I feel that.
Yeah. So,
but what I also feel is that, going back to what I said, the communication part of it, mm-hmm. communication is very important. So if you let that partner know, if that partner don't understand, it's not your partner, first of all. Mm-hmm. That's number one. So you let that partner know and y'all actually communicate the come up for separately. And also what it could actually bring to the table for the relationship. Because you want to say something?
I'll let you finish before I say it.
Because talking that out and letting them know, hey, I'm trying to do this so that we can have this, that's communication. You see what I'm saying? If you ain't got that and they don't understand that you're trying to, and even in the midst of a relationship, let's be real, 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody starting off trying to build and love themselves. Nobody's actually doing that. They actually have to be hurt in order to gain that energy back. You see what I'm saying? So 9 times out of 10, they going to do it either while they're in a relationship or after a relationship. So doing it while you're in a relationship, I think you got to understand all points of view. You got to compromise. That's a thing.
I say like this, right? I don't want to leave Jermaine out. But I say it like this, going back to what you just said. You just said something. If they can't understand, they're not your partner. Mm. Now, I'm going to be real. I personally feel like just by them not understanding does not make it where they aren't for you. Mm. Sometimes a lot of people won't understand what you have going on. And even if you explain it to them, they still can't really understand. Because like we all said, our parents don't fully understand us because of how they came up. Mm. So they might have their own view and perspective on a relationship. And you will, too. That's how relationships are. like, no relationship would work if everybody is exactly the same. You have to be different. You have to have different views so that y'all could actually learn from each other. And that's where growth comes from.
You're right. So instead of, let me go back. I'm going to track over what I said. Instead of understanding, I would say compromising because that's what it's about. Understand, even if you don't understand something, you'll still compromise if you love that person and you truly feel like this is the person for you. But yeah, I definitely understand that. I know what you're talking about with that.
Right, right.
Anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
Well, I got a couple things. Some people often confuse agreeing with someone with disagreeing with understanding. Like, just because I disagree with you doesn't mean I don't understand you. And that goes wrong in relationships, relationships too. Oh, you don't understand where I'm coming from then because you don't agree with me. No, okay, I understand fully. Yeah, that's good. I just don't agree with you. It's just, you know, and that's where communication fall off too. Cause then say if you with a girl, you know, okay, she telling you what her, point of view or what, you know, and she feel like you don't understand her now. And you like, okay, I agree with you. I mean, I understand you, but I don't agree with you. So then that leads her not to tell you things because she feel like you understand her.
Yeah. No, definitely. I agree with that. But man, this is I understand it. I agree and I understand. But no, this is a good conversation. And I think in order for everybody else and the listeners to actually keep on listening to this good conversation, I think y'all could tune in to the next time that we in here.
For today. And
Yes, sir.
And AJ Verified, you know, that's my socials. So, you know, my real name is Aaron.
Say your mom, Jermaine.
All right, y'all. This is Jay. All right, I'll see y'all on the next podcast. We out.